45. For 8 long hours, Charles Little had ridden his anger and his hatred, using the curb to hold it on the right side of madness, resisting the consuming and suicidal urge to hurl his ship at the German cruiser and die as Orion had died. Immediately after the sinking of Orion, the Blücher had reduced speed sharply and turned due south. With her fire still raging, she had limped along like a gunshot lion. The battle ensigns at her masthead were tattered by shrapnel and blackened by smoke. As soon as she had passed, Bloodhound altered course and cruised slowly over the area of water that was still rainbowed by floating oil and speckled with wreckage. There were no survivors from Orion. All of them had died with her. Bloodhound turned and trailed after the crippled German cruiser, and the hatred that emanated from the destroyer was of such strength that it should have reached out across the sea as a physical force and destroyed Blücher. But as Charles Little stood at the rail of his bridge, he saw the smoke and flame upon Blücher's decks reduce perceptibly every minute as her damage control teams fought it to a standstill. The last wisp of smoke from her shriveled. "Fire's out," said the pilot, and Charles made no answer. He had hoped that the flames would eat their way into one of Blücher's magazines and blow her into the same oblivion into which she had sent Orion. "But she isn't making more than 6 knots. Orion must have hit her in the engine room." Hopefully, the navigating lieutenant went on. "My bet is she's got major damage below. At this speed, we can expect Pegasus and Renounce to catch up with us by midday tomorrow. The Blücher will stand no chance." "Yes," agreed Charles softly. Summoned by Bloodhound's frantic radio transmissions, Pegasus and Renounce, the two heavy cruisers of the Northern Squadron, were racing down the East Africa coast, cutting through the 500 miles of water that separated them.